It's a land of whales, puffins, bears, and moving rivers of ice.
When you cruise into Glacier Bay on a Holland America ship, you're entering one of America's greatest wilderness areas. I'm Elizabeth Harriman.
I'm Paul Lasley, and yes, today from your Holland America ship, you are going to see some amazing wilderness. So stay on deck, listen to the naturalists on board, and you will find out more about one of our great national parks than you ever dreamed possible. So let's begin this journey together. You know, Elizabeth, one of the things that we may not easily see from the ship is the sense that this is a park that is almost all wilderness. There are literally very few trails in the park. The best way to get around is by kayaking or by cruise ship, and also by walking along the beaches. And the beaches, of course, we're not talking about sandy beaches here. There are a lot of rocks. Of course, there you may even see a bear or two. But this is wilderness. It's one of the largest preserved wilderness areas in the world. And I think that one of the interesting things is to think about that as you're sailing into Glacier Bay.
Well, and I think one of the neat things is that it's accessible wilderness. You know, we live in Southern California, which has lots of freeways and traffic and smog and cars. And we are all so, embedded with all this technology. Gosh, teenagers can't go, 30 seconds without texting. I think mankind needs a return to wilderness. I think there's something in our genes, in our makeup, in our DNA that wants to get back to the land. And so places like Glacier Bay National Park that allow you to get close to real wilderness are so important. And that's the neat thing about coming into Glacier Bay. It's so near, so seemingly far, and yet you're there. And we talked with Mary Lou Blakesley. Mary Lou Blakesley is a park ranger and a naturalist here at Glacier Bay National Park. She's one of the two longest-serving park ranger naturalists here in the park. Okay, what's it like to work in Glacier Bay? Because you spent 16 summers here, and you're obviously very highly regarded, and you deal with people all the time. But you're also an expert on Glacier Bay.
Well, expert is probably a little too strong of a statement, because you could study this place for your entire life and only come away knowing that you didn't really know all that much. Mm. I have seen it a lot, and that's what I have, is that I have been out there up on the trip throughout Glacier Bay, going up to see the glaciers well over 1,000 times. Mm.
I think perhaps for cruise ship passengers particularly, it's hard to look at this and think of it as wilderness, because you get the impact of wilderness when you're ashore more than you do perhaps from the deck of a ship. But this is one of the world's largest protected wilderness areas.
Yes, it is. Glacier Bay is part of a four-park system. There's Glacier Bay National Park, the Tatshenshini-Alsek Provincial Preserve, Kluane, and Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. So those are two Alaskan parks and two Canadian parks. The four of them together have World Heritage status, and they form the second largest internationally protected wilderness on the planet. The only larger wilderness is Antarctica.
Think about it. The only other largest wilderness area is Antarctica, and we're sailing through the second largest wilderness area in the world.
It's amazing. And it actually changes. Somewhere around, give or take, depending on the day, it's like 30 million odd acres.
Yes, it's a huge, huge wild place. And what people experience when they come here has a lot to do with how able they are to get beyond the confines of the ships that they're in. So even though there's a lot to be distracted by on a large cruise ship, almost every time there are people that are close to tears that have been standing along the railing all day long, just soaking in as much of this wilderness as they can.
I think one of the things that so impresses me, and it's difficult to do on a ship, is to find a quiet place and just listen to the wilderness, because there's not a lot of sound out there, but there are little discreet sounds that you start picking up that you never hear in an urban environment.
Yes, that's true, particularly when the ship is moving along quickly and the wind is howling. It's hard to, or the wind moving past you, it's hard to really pick up the subtle sounds. But when the ships get to the glaciers, they stop for an hour. And even though the engines are still going and The generators are still going. You can hear the sound of the ice crashing, or the gulls will come by, and you can hear the sounds of the gulls. And every once in a while, a hummingbird will come by, or something surprising. And for those people wearing bright colors, they're always startled and come up and tell you all about it.
Tell us a little bit about what defines wilderness.
Well, defining wilderness is something that people have been trying to figure out for a very long time. Wallace Stegner wrote a letter about wilderness, and in it he talked about how wilderness is something that it's in the American culture. It's in our identity. It's something that we have compared ourselves to. It's like America's Best Idea, later made into the film by Ken Burns. And it's one of the things that is part of our identity. So where other cultures have these beautiful cathedrals, here we have these natural cathedrals, these places of inspiration and renewal. They are places that give you the resources to look at the world with wonder. Albert Einstein said, if a person no longer has the ability to look at the world with awe, they're as good as dead. So it's a place that brings you back an element in your life that you can't find in another way.
You've been doing this for a long time, and you've met probably thousands of passengers on cruise ships. Do you have one or two suggestions for people as to how to get into that mind frame and start experiencing wilderness?
It is a mind frame. It is something that you expose yourself to, that you open yourself to. So when people come, the idea of wilderness and the experience of wilderness is something that we hold as a sacred or very, very special in our lives. So when it's foggy and rainy and it's much more comfortable to stay inside, I always encourage people, just go out there for a little bit. Just look, and look not just at the raindrops that are falling, or you know how tightly you have to hold your coat, but think about how beyond those mountains there are more mountains, beyond those hills there are more hills, that to put yourself on that beach would mean to put yourself among the wild. And you have to have a certain awakeness to be among the wild, and that's one of the gifts of wilderness. So when people look out at the shoreline, and if they're fortunate enough to see a bear, or at least to be told that someone saw a bear out there, they realize that looking at that beach, if they were walking there, they would have to have an awareness that they don't have to have doing other things in their lives. So it's the wilderness gives you the opportunity to be very awake.
It is a very special experience. I would think here in Glacier Bay, one of the great experiences is not only seeing the glaciers, but when the ship spends an hour or two in front of a glacier, maybe a quarter of a mile away, the air is crystal clear. It looks like the glacier is just right there, but you're fortunately a safe distance back. It's an experience that you can't have somewhere else on Earth. This is a totally unique thing, and it's a very special way of bonding with the world.
It is a very special way of bonding with the world. There are unique things about this place, and part of it is the power of something that is really an accumulation of snowflakes. We don't really think of snowflakes as being all that powerful, but once there's an accumulation that turns to ice, and that ice is 21 miles long, 35 miles long, and moving toward you, it is an incredibly powerful force. So there's also that sense of humility, where we are not in control, and nature really is, and there's a very deep reward that a person gets when you realize that.
Tlingit legend or folklore or perhaps oral history, they mentioned that at one point the ice in Glacier Bay moved as fast as a dog could run. Now, maybe that's a slight embellishment, but it's obvious that in some places glaciers have advanced as much as 1,000 feet in a single day.
Yes, it's true. When glaciers surge, which means sort of a sudden moving forth, a kind of a breakthrough from pressure being held back, they can move very quickly. So people who study glaciers have had to radio to be helicoptered off of this glacier that suddenly was moving faster than they had expected. So for an oral history, that story and that description is really quite accurate, because it tells not only that the ice was moving at a remarkable speed, but also that sort of unbelievable feeling that those people had, that this massive amount of ice, 250, 300 feet high above water and miles across, could suddenly move like that.
You know, the other thing about the wilderness is that I don't think you can go to the wilderness or be close to the wilderness without having it affect you. And you also have to go to the wilderness in a sense, with a sense of purpose. You have to go willing to see and to listen. In order to react and be in the wilderness environment, you have to respect the land and the people and the animals and everything that's part of that wilderness. People who truly get the most out of their visit and really experience wilderness.
Whenever I've been in the wilderness and been backpacking and camping out, I find that at the end of the trip, I am much quieter than I was when I began. I'm talking more quietly. I just am listening more to the world around me. It's quite an effect, and I think that's something that you would get even from the deck of a cruise ship here in Glacier Bay, the amazing silence that surrounds us here.
People learn quiet in the wilderness, and it's not that then people come out and everybody is all mellow all the time. It's just that you are in an element that is constantly stimulating you and constantly giving you something that you don't get in another place. You know, when you spend time with the wind on your face, when you spend time just looking at what's there, it's not as though you can tell people, okay, when we get to the glaciers, you're going to have an awe-inspiring experience. Maybe that will be the place. But maybe it will be the place where you look over the railing and you're watching the icebergs go by. Maybe that's the spot that will bring you awe. Just like the memories that we have from our lives, you never know which memory is going to stick with you throughout your life. You know, which event, maybe not the most significant event in your life, but something, some quality about it just belongs to you and stays with you. And that's what happens out there in the wilderness too, is that there will always, on every trip, there is something that stays with you.
It is an amazingly quickly evolving ecosystem.
Oh, everything about this place is changing, and it changes all the time, from the height of the vegetation that's growing to the length of the glaciers as they are melting back, to the animals that are coming in, making use of the vegetation, to it is constantly evolving. And the story, of course, is constantly evolving and getting more and more complex. But it's also that when people come here and they see and experience a place that can speak to them, even if they never come back again, or even if they go back and they tell somebody about it, the idea of wilderness, even if you never set foot in it, is a reassurance and a nurturance in our lives. And when you have wild areas and protected wild areas, we need them because we need that touchstone. We compare ourselves to it in some way.
And that's why ships come to Glacier Bay, and people from all over the world come to Glacier Bay. Scientists from all over the world come here to study the bay, and they study minutiae as well as the larger ecosystem. You know, we spoke with someone today who was studying microscopic salmon. I mean, that's remarkable when you think about it, but actually Glacier Bay is a workshop and a window on the wilderness. And if you're a passenger on one of the ships, well, take advantage of the rangers that come aboard. And if you're fortunate enough to be on a ship with Mary Lou Blakeslee, well, you're in for a real treat. Mary Lou, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us in Glacier Bay National Park. This recording is a copyright production of Holland America Line and is made possible through the cooperation of the rangers and scientists who work and study in Glacier Bay National Park.